Riviera Radio. Business.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Glad to see you've been working hard making home improvements over the weekend.
Well, someone else is very busy, weren't they?
Yeah.
Waterproofing the tiles.
You've had the pressure washer out, have you?
Well, I had the Kircher out, but I'm a bit concerned because I've got a lot of sandstone, I think it is, paving, blah, 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 and it's I have this black spot thing, and I think you can damage it if you're not too careful.
You're talking paving on the ground outside your house?
Yes, correct.
Yeah, yeah, you want to be careful with the pressure washer because it can loosen all the cement and stuff like that, so, yeah. Anyway, I thought you'd have had a little man to help you do that.
No. I quite enjoy it, to be honest with you. You know, away from the kid.
Gets you out of the house.
Away. Each tile I think of you, and I just blast away till it's all gone.
Well, don't pressure wash little Henry, whatever you do.
Well, that's not a bad idea. Father's Day of the weekend, he wrote me a lovely little card. Aww. Well, he did it from school, and it sort of came home. And it said, my dad's name is, he wrote, Henk, he is, and there's... Some space years old, 66 I got, which is a little bit disappointing.
Did you get any chocolates or anything?
I got a bottle of wine. I got an iMac computer, which was a bit of a surprise, I have to say, which was rather fancy. But other than that, it was all very pleasant, very nice.
Good. Right, well, back to the markets. Not a bad week last week, but so we did have a decline on Wall Street at the end of the week.
I think it was a week of fluctuating fortunes, particularly for equity markets last week. Investors' appetite for risk was gyrated by the path of the pandemic. Incoming economic data, promises of higher levels of stimulus. The virus, of course, markets are becoming increasingly apprehensive about the risk of COVID-19 flare-ups developing into a second wave. Last week, China increased efforts to stem a growing virus outbreak in Beijing. In the United States, new cases in Florida rose to the highest level since the coronavirus began. Germany's reproduction rate jumped to 2.88 on Sunday. The World Health Organization said on Thursday, the pandemic is accelerating. There's 150,000 new cases. That was a single day record. All of which, I suppose, is a reminder, the road to normalization, if indeed we get that, is unlikely to be smooth. And a return to at least regional restrictions certainly looks possible, if not likely. But stimulus, on the other hand, is the gift that keeps giving. Policymakers continue to prove they're ready, willing and able to quash any signs of weakness with yet another round of buying by central banks and pledges of support by governments. Last week was no exception. It was led by the United States. Fed said they would begin buying individual corporate bonds. President Trump is proposing a $1 trillion infrastructure program. In the UK, the speculation of a VAT cut could be introduced. So S&P 500 was up 1.9% over the course last week. NASDAQ consistently rose last week. I think it was up every day last week, actually, as investors bet that the pandemic will result in faster rates of technology adoption. Opening calls on the European bourses this morning. Currently calling FTSE down 26 points. DAX over in Frankfurt down 61 points. CAC 1 in Paris down 21 points.
Well, this is the major concern, isn't it? I mean, stats from the Johns Hopkins University show that new cases of coronavirus in America hit their highest level since May. That's what investors are really concerned about. And Apple is closing more stores around the US as coronavirus cases spike in certain states.
Yeah, it's a real sign of what it practically means for companies. Apple said they're temporarily shutting some of its US retail stores again after numbers, as you say, spiked in certain areas of the country. The closures will impact 11 stores across Florida, Arizona, North and South Carolina. Apple originally closed all its stores outside of China in March to help curb the spread of COVID-19. It reopened stores were split into three categories: in-store shopping, curbside service, and shopping by appointment only. Apple has required customers to follow health checklist, conduct social distancing, and wear masks within its stores. But as you say, regionally, it looks like some stores could be closed for some time.
Yes, and that is what everyone is really concerned about. I mean, Europe is pretty much open for business now. In fact, France has said they're going to allow people to go into stadiums with crowds of 5,000. But, I mean, several economists have pointed out that as soon as you start to open up the economy, that's when the cases start to rise again.
Has to be a balancing act, though, doesn't it? It has to be a balancing act between the public good and the long-term impact that we're seeing in terms of the economy. We know that people around the world abided by the rules and the restrictions that were put in place as a result of the early outbreak of the pandemic, and that has pushed down the reproduction rate. And the concern is, of course, that restrictions are eased, that people go probably further than they're allowed to, and that has the potential for flare-ups, which could put us back into restrictions. And you have to question whether people's mentality to deal with this second wave and their resolve to do so would probably come under more pressure than the original one would suspect.
Well, you can't imagine what kind of economic damage would be done if we are all put back into a strict lockdown. I mean, governments and central banks can't carry bailing out the economy forever, can they?
They can't, and they've probably done as much as they can or would ever want to at this, and it will take a number of years, if not decades, to work through the implications of the measures that have been put in place already. So maybe we should start to think, particularly from an investment perspective, is there going to be a risk of a prolonged period of flare-ups and strikes, and maybe we need to downgrade our forecast of what that means for growth and what it means for the recovery and what it means for companies making money. Because at the moment, if you look at stock markets, they're almost suggesting, certainly to look out to 2021, they're suggesting that companies can continue to make profits in a similar fashion to they did in 2019, that margins will be maintained and there won't be increased costs related as a result of the COVID-19, which to us looks a little bit optimistic, it has to be said.
Let's hope the vaccine comes along sooner rather than later, or failing that, a drug combination therapy that can actually treat the virus effectively.
That's the good news, I suppose, is that the world's scientists have been coming together to develop and to think about remedies to deal with COVID-19. And there have been some early breakthroughs, at least in the short term. But a vaccine is still, one would suspect, 12, 18 months away from where we are today.
And another row looming with the United States as Europe forges ahead with plans for a digital tax.
Yeah, digital tax would see technology companies taxed on sales rather than profits, which can, of course, be legally engineered to much lower figures. Europe has promised to push ahead with the implementation of a digital tax, even if an international consensus cannot be developed. Europe's internal market commissioner, Thierry Breton, said it would prefer to do a digital tax within a global framework, but the US recently announced it was pulling out of talks with the OECD and has threatened retaliatory tariffs against any nation that imposes levies on digital revenue of American companies. So, as you say, set to perhaps be an important round in the latest trade negotiations.
Foreign exchanges, please. Pound is still suffering a bit, isn't it?
It is, waiting for news about what's happening in terms of Brexit and, of course, the UK economy under pressure. The numbers still remain high from the pandemic in the UK. Pound against dollar coming in at 1.24. Euro dollar coming in at 1.12. Going to get €1, 10.5 cents for your British pound this morning.
OK, thank you very much. Back to the pressure washing.
Have a good day.
Talk to you tomorrow. Hang pots and Barclays.